to have a few opening comments to this convention, and then we will have another hymn at the Copeland, whether it has service or prayer in this convention. But first of all, we want to extend to you a few words of welcome. You know, the word welcome is such a commonly used word and phrase. While it represents greeting with some gladness and pleasure and being received with hospitality, yet those who come into the house of the Lord have a far greater anticipation and purpose. With this in mind, we in Portland need to ask ourselves, why have we arranged such a conference among the lost people? And you need to ask yourselves, why am I here? Why have I come? For us, there is the joy of arranging such a conference and convention where truth can be explored with some studies, where we can learn together, where in fellowship we may compare some notes, compare our experiences, share some memories, ask some questions, and plan mutual endeavors, and encourage one another with the precious promises to pray and to sing together. If this is our purpose, what is yours? Was it to come and receive these things? And we hope that it is. Yet we also hope that you are coming to be a participant in the process. You know there is no learning, no growth, unless we each contribute something to the whole. As every branch partakes of the roots and bears fruit, every branch is also necessary. Each one shades and nourishes and stimulates the other, or else the fruit withers and dies. Each is a part of the solution, or there is no solution. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. When you come together, every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Let all things be done to edify it. And we have in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So if you wish to be watered, you know what you need to do. You need to water some others. Father, we have chosen one subject this year with two aspects. There is much to learn and share in these studies. You know, those studies are not meant to be discourses by the leaders. We will have some discourses, but not the studies. Those studies are there to, those leaders are there to coordinate your comments and to keep the focus. So please participate. Bring your best thoughts. Be concise, but do participate. You and the Church of Christ, through the centuries, are the sanctuary, God's meeting place. There were those who sailed through bloody seas to hold a candle in a dark world. There were those who had the courage to confront oppressive institutions and to uncover truths clouded by Christendom and Orthodoxy. The purpose of this part of the study is to bring a deeper appreciation of those treasured truths and the legacy that has come down to us to this very day. When the sanctuary is cleansed, we are not to expect the doctrinal cleansing and purging is to continue and continue forever and forever, making old truths obsolete with new life. Brethren, we have a rich heritage, yet we are accountable for not allowing it to become polluted again. But furthermore, there is a great personal cleansing necessary for the priests who bear the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah 52, verse 11. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. The vessels are yours to bear. This is not only an intellectual cleansing, but a heart and will cleansing. The vessels are the sacred truths belonging to the temple of God, but the priests who carry them must have no mixed pollution or competing earthly agendas or other priorities that supersede this one. So this is the second part of the study program this weekend. Yet the program will have a number of discourse lessons and devotionals selected by our visiting elders. Pay close attention and share with them your questions and what you learn from the subjects. They need to know that their labors are not in vain. While the studies and discourses will engage a large portion of our weekend, we will also have some good time for fellowship around the meals and the breaks and after the sessions. Yet we remind you of decorum and respect for time in the house of the Lord. Still, we have the privilege of seeing brethren from near and far. Many are those you have not seen for quite a while. Some of them are in this room tonight, and some of them will be tomorrow. Let us use the time to connect one with another, and those that you don't see every week. Let our minds rise from the trivial cares of time and elevate your mind, body, and spirit above earth's lamentations. And may the memories of these days and these hours linger and strengthen us in our journey to Mount Zion.